Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
This is StoryQuest, brand new stories you'll want to hear again and again.
You have probably heard about Excalibur, a famous sword that legend has it once belonged to King Arthur. Thought to be magical, it could only be used by the true King of England. And when Arthur died, after a very long time of doing all sorts of courageous things, the sword was thrown into a lake to be returned to the lady enchantress who lived there. And that was pretty much that. What people didn't know at the time is that Excalibur was one of a pair, and its twin was known as Excaliwag. Or rather, it wasn't known about at all for quite a long time. The news came to light a little while after King Arthur had died when the sword was found, hidden beneath some rocks, in a barricaded cave, guarded by a large dragon, with a big sign which said, "Trespassers will be burned to a crisp or eaten, possibly both, by order of Merlin." A young knight called Darius the Daring literally stumbled across it. When sheltering from a particularly heavy rainstorm, it was there. Chainmail and rain were a terrible combination. Just imagine the rust. So he took shelter in the cave. The dragon guard Melchior was rather fat, and so his attempts to frighten Darius off were, well, half-hearted to say the least. Furthermore, Darius wasn't fazed by dragons, having grown up in a particularly dragony part of the kingdom. He also couldn't read, so the warning sign turned out to be useless too. In exploring the cave, he was astonished to find the sword, not least, as it practically leapt into his hand. He was dazzled as the twinkling steel and intricate carvings were there, so like Excalibur. Darius's chest puffed out excitedly to think how famous he would become as the holder of this fine sword. Villagers from miles around gathered excitedly in Camelot to see Darius and Excalibur's twin, which Merlin the all-powerful wizard told them was named Excaliwag. All the fame went to Darius's head, it has to be said, and he began to boast about all the things he was going to do, the damsels he would rescue, the dragons he would slay with this new magical weapon. Merlin, the all-powerful wizard, had been rather quiet about the whole thing. He was heard to grumble that the signs were quite clear that the cave was out of bounds.
"Oh, come on, isn't it exciting?" said Sir Gawain. "The Lady of the Lake has kept Excalibur close. We shall not see that sword again, but to see its twin. Oh, just imagine the legends to come when Darius gets cracking."
The thing is, Excaliwag wasn't the same as Excalibur. He may have been magical, but he was the total opposite, as Darius would find out, not long after setting off to fanfare and cheers to seek his fortune. First of all, Excaliwag might have looked impressive, but try as he might, when Darius swung the sword in combat or against a fearsome beast, he always missed. It was so embarrassing. And also quite perilous. After all, it puts you at a disadvantage in a fight if you can't hit your target. And Excaliwag was strangely heavy, heavier than it seemed it should be, which made Darius ache and get out of puff.
"Oh, it's like you have a mind of your own," he gasped in frustration.
"Well, of course I do,"
the sword replied, much to Darius's surprise.
You can talk?"
Well, I am enchanted, aren't I? And only when there's someone worth talking to, not a useless, slow numpty like you. Oh, that's not very nice. And you're not very clean, are you? Woof! I can smell your feet from here. Don't you ever have a wash? Darius was so taken aback at this rudeness that he went into a sulk and turned his back on the naughty sword. Excallywag, it seemed, was very much a scallywag. Mischievous, obstinate, and just plain insulting, he would spend every day of Darius's great adventure taunting the poor young knight, becoming impossibly heavy, sliding out of his hands, making very personal comments, and worst of all, singing what was a really, really annoying song. I know a song that'll get on your nerves, get on your nerves, get on your nerves. I know a song that'll get on your nerves, get on your nerves, get on your nerves. I know a song that'll get on your nerves, get on your nerves, get on your nerves. I know a song that'll get on your nerves, get on your nerves, get on your nerves. I know a song that'll get on your nerves. Darius gave a strangled cry and one day threw the sword in frustration into the bushes. But being enchanted, of course, Excallywag just hopped back snugly into his scabbard on Darius's belt with a smug little giggle. After several weeks of this, Darius had had enough. The first straw came when he was in the process of rescuing a particularly nice damsel in distress, and Excallywag not only tripped Darius up, but ensured he fell around the neck of his noble steed Merrylegs, who then got in a tizzy and ran in circles whinnying, with Darius hanging upside down like something from the circus. The damsel in question laughed at him so hard from her prison tower that he couldn't face going back. I mean, in fairness, she didn't look very distressed anymore, not after seeing all that. Back in Camelot, Darius went to find Merlin. Oh, I've had enough. Please, help me get rid of this naughty sword. I was expecting to be famous and admired across the land for my own daring deeds. Instead, I'm famous for losing fights and being laughed at, mostly by my own sword. Excallywag tittered at this, which didn't really help Darius's mood. Merlin did point out that he'd gone to quite a lot of trouble to conceal Excalibur's twin from the world, and Darius was to blame, and perhaps he might think about learning to read. Perhaps it might prevent difficulties in the future, Merlin suggested. They returned to the cave, but Melchior the dragon point-blank refused to take the sword back. There was a reason he'd been somewhat half-hearted in his guarding duties. He was constantly calling me fat and stupid, and then he'd start singing a really annoying song. The one about getting on your nerves, was it? Yes, quite the relief to get rid of it. Worst job I've ever had. He looked peevishly at Merlin, who merely shrugged. They put their heads together. Excalibur had been thrown into a lake, never to reappear. Perhaps Excallywag could join his brother. Darius threw the sword as far and hard as he could, and it landed with a splosh. Before, a moment later, it reappeared from the water, clearly thrown back by the Lady of the Lake, who didn't seem impressed. Not blooming likely, came a watery voice. This is hopeless, said Darius. Am I going to be stuck with this stupid sword forever? You're the stupid one, said the sword. You couldn't even read the sign. Oh, you're so annoying. You're so annoying, mimicked the sword in a silly voice. Merlin suddenly looked thoughtful.
I think the problem is much simpler. We just need a bigger, deeper lake. One where no one will ever stumble across Excallywag, just like you did, and one without an enchantress. After all, she can't throw it back if she's not there. What about the biggest lake of all? The ocean?
The sword continued to make personal comments on the way to the coast and blew raspberries and burped and made a selection of other unpleasant noises, seemingly not caring about his imminent fate. Standing on the edge of the cliff, whip fast, Darius flung the sword high into the sky, where it twinkled one last time before plummeting into the depths. This time, it did not reappear. Perhaps it had had enough fun with Darius. Perhaps he'd broken the enchantment by realizing fame and fortune weren't all that. After all this excitement, Darius decided not to bother being a famous knight and settled down in his village and ran a shelter for upset and injured dragons, and was much happier as a result. Ex-Scallywag the Naughty Sword was fairly happy in his new watery home. There were always fish passing through, though, who he could be rude to, and when he got bored of that, well, he knew a very, very, very annoying song.
Thanks for coming on a story quest with us. If you like that story, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you never miss an episode.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.